Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Baseball starts today in Chicago in a few hours. You psyched?
I'm pumped. They did already bong the Red Sox-Orioles game out here in Boston, though. They already said, it's too rainy. So they were getting ready to put the fans all back into Fenway Park, and I guess that will wait until tomorrow. But you got the White Sox on the road tonight against the Angels. You got the Pirates at the Cubs at 1:20. So, yeah, I'm pumped. Who isn't?
So what are they going to do in Boston? That is, how many people are they seating? Is every stadium doing minimal seating, or how is that going across the country?
I believe the Boston landscape right now is 12% capacity. And, of course, every state is different, and the red states are more open. I saw the Rangers are going to have 100% capacity.
Yeah, 40,000. Yeah.
That's insane. And then you've got the last I checked, the Chicago numbers were 20 or 25%. You would know better than I would.
Yeah, 25%. So they can get, I think, 12,000. Well, let's see, 25% would be 10,000. 10,000 at Wrigley Field today. I'm not sure what it is where the White Sox are playing, but in California. Do you like the White Sox in the game? Do you like the White Sox for the season?
I like the White Sox today a little bit. I think the best play in that game, I like to do what I call the first five inning bets. This cuts the game in half. So rather than bet for nine innings, you bet for five, but it's a bet on starting pitching. And I think Lucas Giolito and Dylan Bundy, I think it's going to be 1-1 after five innings. So they give you at PointsBet, they give you a first five inning total, and the number is 4.5. And I really like that because it's a bet on two really good pitchers that have great stuff. And I think offenses early in the season, especially opening day, they tend to struggle a little bit. So I think it's a low-scoring first five innings out in Anaheim. Sox against the Angels. Angels, by the way, managed by our old friend Joe Maddon.
How about that? And then what's the action on the Cubs?
So it's interesting here. The Cubs are a massive favorite, and this doesn't really tell you anything about the big picture on the north side. But right now at PointsBet, the Chicago Cubs are -250. So you have to lay 250 to win 100. That tells you how bad the Pirates are. I don't think it tells you how good the Cubs are. But, yeah, Kyle Hendricks will face Chad Kuhl, and the Cubs are a big favorite. But I always find this interesting, and I'm sure you're not privy to all this because you have many more things to worry about. But every baseball game, usually you get the money line and the total the night before. However, when it comes to the day games at Wrigley Field, those 1:20 first pitches, they don't put the total up until the morning of the game because they have to wait and see what the wind and weather is all about. So they didn't put anything up until this morning.
You know, I'm just telling Elif, hey, producer Elif, would you see what the wind is at Wrigley, not at Wrigley Field, they won't post that, but at the airport, what is the wind at what velocity and from what direction? 15 miles an hour. And do you have a direction on that, producer Elif? Which way is it going? Get back to me on that if you can, because if it's blowing out.
I used to get phone calls in the press box. People in Vegas used to call me because here's the other thing about the wind at Wrigley. You know, you've been to many games at Wrigley. At one point before the game, the wind's coming in from left field, and then an hour later, it's blowing out the center.
Right. I wonder if they would switch the line or throw up a new bet when the wind shifts between innings.
Well, it's wild because the totals can be at Wrigley. They can be as low as 6.5, and that's the total right now. So I guess the wind is not blowing out, but you also have two anemic offenses. So this is on the low end of the totem pole. The Pirates and Cubs run total today, 6.5. But if you get a day where it's 85, 90 degrees and the wind is howling out at 15 miles an hour, you can see a run total at Wrigley, 13.5,
really?
14.
Yeah.
I've seen those before.
What do the smart people say about the season? How many games are the Cubs going to win? How many games are the White Sox going to win?
So you've got a couple hours left to bet this market. These are the regular season win total markets at PointsBet. The White Sox number currently settling at 90.5, and the Cub number a whole lot lower, 78.5. I still think that White Sox number is pretty good. But I love their pitching staff, and I think that bullpen is very strong. They're going to protect leads, keep leads, slam the door. I like the over on the White Sox. 90.5, and there's a lot of smart money, not only in Illinois, but in, you know, the Nevada markets. They're shorting the Cub team, man. And we've talked about this now for, I think, 3 months. I said, yeah, even Theo knew when it was time. Len Casper was like, see ya. You know, like, everybody left. And you've got Rizzo and Bryant and Baez. They haven't been compensated long term. You've got a young manager. It could get really bad this year, and that number actually opened 79.5, and now we're seeing some 78.5. So money coming in on the under on the north side.
Ellis says winds out of the north-northwest, 15 miles an hour in Chicago right now. Now I got to figure out where Wrigley Field is and what does that mean? What's the ideal?
So if it's in from the north-northwest, that means it's blowing from the left field foul pole towards first base.
Okay, so that would favor hits to right field then, so a lefty in the line.
No, that favors the pitching. That favors the pitching because it's coming directly. It's coming from the left field pole to first base. So anything in the air to left field is going to get knocked down. There's that crosswind that goes from center to right, but if it's 15 miles an hour from north-northwest, can you tell I've done this before? If it's 15 miles an hour from the north-northwest, that means it's blowing to the south-southeast. So, yeah, that's coming right across the middle of the infield from left to right.
Does Eloy missing half the season change the number for the White Sox at all?
It hasn't changed the number really all that much at all. I will tell you, it has changed one of these betting markets. Now, there's a rookie that the White Sox have named Andrew Vaughn, and he was a former first-round pick. I think he was third overall a couple years back. He is getting a lot of money to win the American League Rookie of the Year. So there's a fallout. There's always a ripple effect from an injury. Now, it might not be the team total with the White Sox, and it's not because it hasn't budged off 90.5. But you're seeing now an avenue for more playing time for this rookie, Andrew Vaughn, who, by all accounts, is one of the best hitters in the organization. He's a young kid, but he's going to get a lot of run now. He has actually gone from 30-1 at points bet down to 12-1 at points bet. So people are seeing an opportunity for Andrew Vaughn to come in and get hot and maybe, you know, keep a position in that lineup. He's going to play left field. He's going to play a little bit of first base when Abreu gets a day off, and he can also DH. So keep your eyes peeled on this kid, Andrew Vaughn. He could have a monster season on the south side, and the numbers are telling you that people are betting on him right now.
I will, but I'm not going to put any money on that because he hasn't even played a down of baseball yet. I mean, what the heck? I'm amazed at people who go, yeah, I like this kid's chomps, and you don't even know, you know, what color shoes he's going to wear. So that's just kind of funny. You know, spend your money any way you want. There's one other thing. Oh, yeah. Is this a bet, Sam? I thought of this one all by myself. 162-game season. Do you think they're going to play 162 games this year, Sam?
I think they do. It's not a bet, though. You can't exactly bet on this. Okay, and I know a lot of the people.
Here's my bet, though. So the schedule for 162, let's assume they do. I want somebody to make a bet that I can place on whether or not the total of Cubs wins and Sox wins is over or under 162. Because I see the Sox winning about 90 and the Cubs winning about 70. That's 160. Throw in another couple there. That's kind of a clever bet, right, if you're following Chicago baseball. Do you think that the total wins for the two teams in Chicago will be over or under 162?
Well, the math tells you if you do 90 plus 78, that gives you 168. So, yeah, you'd have to start the number at 165. And then you'd probably, knowing that we have a lot of bettors in the Illinois market, you'd probably have to shade that up. So you'd probably, I would think, King, you'd probably have to make that number to get good two-way action. You'd probably have to make that number 170.
170, but 162 is kind of a snappy number, don't you think?
Yeah, but you get crushed on that because everybody bets you over and you'd lose.
Well, I don't want to do that. Talk to me about the Final Four in the NCAA basketball tournament.
This is not a typo on your sheet that I sent you. Gonzaga is a 14-point favorite.
And you know what? I like that. I will take. I like Gonzaga so much in this game. I'll take the 14. I'll give you 14 points.
I don't want 14 points. I really don't. They are such a dominant favorite in this game against UCLA to win $100 on the money line, like for Gonzaga just to win the game.
Yeah.
you have to bet 1,000 to win 100. So it's going to happen. I would never bet 1,000 to win 100 because, you know, anything can happen in a one-off. But UCLA is getting no respect from the bookmakers. And it's just, you know, Gonzaga, they've got three guys on the floor that are going to play in the pros. They're number one in offensive efficiency. They're top five in defensive efficiency. And if you don't respect Gonzaga, it's just it's a personal thing for you at this point because they are loaded.
And I don't so like Gonzaga's them. That's a good point. I don't like Gonzaga as a team usually, but not only are they a good team, they're playing well, right? Like Illinois was a great team, and they were playing well, but they had a really bad game. I just don't see them having a really bad game. They have not had a bad game in this tournament.
And the numbers tell you that they're now minus 225 to win the title. So you have to lay 225 that they win this game and their next game. It all makes sense. So Gonzaga is a 14-point favorite against UCLA. And then Baylor and the Houston game, Baylor's a 5-point favorite. So, you know, when you look at a 14-point spread, you go, wow, the books respect the favorite. Well, if Baylor's only minus 5 against Houston, that tells me that the books sort of respect Houston a bit. So that game should be a whole lot tighter. But yeah, I can't believe that in the final four, you have one team that's a 14-point favorite. That's wild.
I'm out of time, Mr. Panionovich. It's good to talk to you.
It happens. Yeah, you too, buddy.